Good morning for WVIK News. I'm Herb Trix. John Deere will report results for the first quarter of the new year today, and the weather, China, and a slowdown in construction are all expected to have had an impact. Last fall, the company predicted farm equipment sales this year will drop 5 to 10%, and that construction and forestry sales will fall 10 to 15%. Analysts cited by Zacks predict first quarter revenue will fall more than 10% to $6.2 billion. And earnings per share will come in at $1.26. That's down 18% from last year's $1.54. Well, the Iowa legislature is behind schedule passing funding for K-12 education. Grant Gerlach reports an extended delay could create problems coming up with school budgets.
State law sets a deadline to pass education funding within the first 30 days of the session. That time ended last week. Margaret Buckton lobbies for groups representing both urban and rural districts. She says schools have until April 15th to publish their budgets, but first they have to provide public notice and hold board meetings.
So really our functional deadline, the middle of March, which we're 2 to 3 weeks away from that functional deadline.
House Republicans are calling for a 2.5% base funding increase, which adds up to nearly $20 million more than Senate Republicans' proposal. Buckton says the difference is enough to flip decisions on hiring or firing staff. House Speaker Pat Grassley says schools have enough information to plan ahead. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.
Officials in Iowa City have approved the construction of two 15-story residential towers near the University of Iowa campus. The City Council approved the buildings this week and granted special height bonuses that will allow the buildings to reach 15 stories. The Gazette reports the buildings are on the southern fringe of downtown and the university campus. They would house 820 units and over 1,500 beds. Opponents of the project had argued it was too large and could disrupt vacancy rates across Iowa City. Construction isn't expected to begin for more than a year. Well, in 2 years, band members from Davenport Central High School will play in London. The school has announced plans to participate in the New Year's Day parade in 2022. Alexander Wilgood, director of band, says the invitation was a surprise when he first found out back in December.
Nobody knew until the delegation made the announcement last week. Pretty hard to keep a secret from a bunch of high school students for almost 9 weeks.
Wilgood says the chance to perform in the London Parade is due to a recommendation from the Chief Educational Officer for Music for All, a nonprofit educational organization. The band will include current freshmen and sophomores, plus some junior high musicians who are not yet in high school, and they'll have to raise the money to pay for the trip.
We have been told that it's going to be about $3,800 a student, which includes airfare, hotel, food, everything that we need except for getting a passport.
Fortunately, current juniors and seniors won't miss out. This summer, Central High School will perform at the Independence Day Parade in Washington, D.C., and current juniors will attend the annual concert band trip to Disney World next year. For Quad Cities NPR, WVIK, I'm Herb Trix.